Well, a quicker, cheaper way of making computer chips has been developed. Now, integrated circuits or silicon chips are now absolutely critical for every part of everyday life. And they're so cheap that it can actually make sense to put a computer inside a juggling ball. But they're only cheap if they're made by the million. So most of the problems solved with them have to be done with general purpose processors. These are great, but they can be hundreds of times slower and less power efficient than a custom designed circuit, because they've got huge amounts of circuitry there which just isn't being used most of the time. You make a silicon chip by making a mask with a pattern on it, then you shine UV light through it, photographically transferring this pattern onto a layer of plastic over the silicon, then etching away some of the silicon where the plastic has been removed. Different materials are added onto the silicon and etched away up to about 30 times, and you end up with a working computer chip. The problem is that these masks are incredibly expensive. A set of them can cost up to $3 million, which means if you only want a few hundred or a few thousand of a specific kind of chip, each chip is going to cost an absolute fortune. And also, if you make a mistake making this mask, it's an immense amount of money wasted. So it's very, very difficult for development. One alternative to this process that's been existed for a while is to get rid of the mask completely and use an electron beam to write directly onto the plastic. This is very, very slow because it can be over a billion transistors on a modern chip. Now, engineers working for KLA-10 Core have developed a system which, instead of using one beam, uses a million at once. They send a big wide beam of electrons at a special chip covered in special pixels, which can be programmed to be either transparent to the electrons or act as a mirror. And then they focus these reflected electron beams back onto the plastic over the silicon. They can then move this beam around and write onto the chip over 100 times faster than the previous method.
But in the method you described first, you said they use ultraviolet, but now they're beaming electrons back on. So how does the electron actually write the signal into the chip?
Well, essentially what it's writing onto is this layer of plastic. It's you dump a load of energy into this plastic, it alters the plastic chemically, and then it doesn't wash off. So then you have a pattern on the chip, you then etch away the bits which aren't covered in plastic, and you end up with a pattern inside the chip. This is unlikely to compete with photolithography for large quantity production, but for research and specialist applications like the military, it could be very economic.
So in other words, if you wanted to make a small number of very specialised chips, you could do that at much lower cost using this particular technique.
Yeah, more expensive than in huge bulk, but still far, far cheaper than at present.
Dave, thank you very much.